April 8, the purpose of grace, to uproot selfishness. Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, Luke 12:1. The hypocrisy of the Pharisees was the product of self-seeking. The glorification of themselves was the object of their lives. Even the disciples, though outwardly they had left all for Jesus' sake, had not in heart ceased to seek great things for themselves. As leaven, if left to complete its work, will cause corruption and decay, so does a self-seeking spirit, cherished, work the defilement and ruin of the soul. Among the followers of our Lord today as of old, how widespread is this subtle deceptive sin. How often our service to Christ, our communion with one another, is marred by the secret desire to exalt self. To his own disciples, the warning words of Christ are spoken, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees." Only the power of God can banish self-seeking and hypocrisy. When Judas joined the disciples, he was not insensible to the beauty of the character of Christ. He felt the influence of that divine power which was drawing souls to the Savior. The Savior read the heart of Judas. He knew the depths of iniquity to which, unless delivered by the grace of God, Judas would sink. In connecting this man with himself, he placed him where he might day by day be brought in contact with the outflowing of his own unselfish love. If he would open his heart to Christ, divine grace would banish the demon of selfishness, and even Judas might become a subject of the kingdom of God. No one was so exalted as Christ, and yet he stooped to the humblest duty. Christ himself set the example of humility. He would not leave this great subject in man's charge. Of so much consequence did he regard it that he himself, one equal with God, acted as servant to his disciples. While they were contending for the highest place, he to whom every knee shall bow, he whom the angels of glory count it honor to serve, bowed down to wash the feet of those who called him Lord. He washed the feet of his betrayer. His whole life was under a law of service. He served all, ministered to all. Thus he lived the law of God, and by his example showed how we are to obey it.